And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob's on sabbatical this weekend. Chaz is joining me, fresh off the Brewers Guild Winter Beer Fest. And he was nice enough to connect with a couple of his brewer buddies for the show today. So take it away, Chaz.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going great, man. You guys over there at Mitten really knocked it out of the park at the park this weekend.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We had a real good time there. It was a nice day.
It was a beautiful day. The crowd was great. And you did a cask ale for us for the ceremonial tapping.
Yeah, I actually did a cask lager for you.
That's badass.
Okay, so Jeff, this is Jop. Thanks for making time, first of all. But second of all, I'm a beer novice when it comes to the level that you and Chaz have of understanding. So give me something, give me a little breakdown of cask. And then it sounded like a lager in a cask was something even more special. So help me understand, please.
Yeah, so a cask beer is normally when we package beer, we force the carbonation into it to get the bubbles in it real nice and pretty. But with a cask, you put live beer into a vessel and seal it up and let it naturally carbonate itself. And so it's a little more, more fun that way. You get a nice little carbonation bump from it.
It's really old school.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real old school. And then to put a lager in, it just kind of takes it a step further. The lager process takes a long time, and then doing the cask on top of that, it was just kind of a... It was a fun project.
So that was an aged beer then?
Yep.
Yeah,
not super aged, but I think that it was probably 7 weeks brewed before the day we tapped it.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the volume of beer that you guys turn out at the Mitten, that one was passed by 10 batches that happened after you brewed that one, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that Czech dark was out of this world when I got to taste some. I fought the crowd.
I was
glad to see such a group there ready for it. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Sounds like Chaz a little butthurt that he didn't get the VIP pour, but got to wait in line like everybody else, right?
Yeah. Now, you guys are also
pretty close up there.
Yeah, you guys are also getting more into some of the lagers and a little bit lower alcohol beers over at the Mitten.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because we're a brewery, but we're also a pizzeria. And so we're really looking to make beers that suit our customers that are coming in to have a pie and hang out for a while. And that seems to be, they really like the lager beers. They like the lower alcohol IPAs.
Well, I always used to say that if you made a cheap pint, you'll sell a guy 8 of them. But if you make an expensive one, you'll sell him 1.
Yeah.
Yep, and that same thing kind of goes for alcohol content too. You know, you make a 4.5% beer, you're going to sell a guy 2 or 3 of them. When you make a 9% beer, he's having 1 and he's going home.
Yeah, well, rightfully so. I mean, we all got to be responsible, right?
But absolutely,
and that's a big part of your business, I know. But so for the people that don't know Mitten, one, tell us where we are. But the interesting part is that you're a pizzeria too. Do you have a special style of pizza?
It's just a sourdough crust. We do a 3-day natural fermentation on the sourdough crust, and that really brings the whole deal together. We're over on Leonard Street, just on the west side of 131. We're in an old 1890s firehouse. We're a Detroit Tigers baseball-themed brewery,
nice.
And we've been like 6 years in a row voted best pizza in Grand Rapids.
Wow. That wood-fired oven you guys have just kicks.
Not wood-fired.
It's not
wood-fired.
It tastes like it.
That is just a good old-fashioned brick oven.
Wow. Wow. Now, you guys also do some White Caps beers, right?
Yep, we've got the Craft Clubhouse at the White Caps, and so you can find usually 6 of our beers on tap there during the season. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So give me the top 2 or 3 most popular ones at the ballpark, because that too seems like a low alcohol kind of place.
Sure. We sell a lot of our Pour of 84, which is our light lager. We sell a lot of that here and at the ballpark. Country Strong is our flagship IPA. We sell a lot of that no matter where it is. and probably our Mango Gold at the ballpark, which is a mango tart wheat beer.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's nice, not super sour. It's nice and fruity and goes really well with a baseball game.
Yeah, refreshing in a summer night when it's warm out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So are you, so you got tap room there. Are you packaging as well? Can we find your stuff in stores?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we've got cans out in most of the Meyers around town, Siciliano's, Medi's, you know, your specialty beverage shops. Lots of the bars in the area carry our stuff on tap. And then we also have two satellite locations. We have a pub in Saugatuck and a pub up in Northport, north of Traverse City. So you can get our beer there if you're on vacation.
Nice. Wow, that's great. So business is good?
Business is pretty good, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't think anybody's feeling super confident about everything these days. You know, it's pretty interesting market at this point.
Yeah.
I think we've got some good systems in place. I think we've got a really good product and a good experience to offer the customers.
Yeah, so has the cannabis business impacted your business at all? I mean, it's a recreational buzz, right? I guess they're not the same industry by any means. I get it. But people have X number of dollars of discretionary spending to go out and do a little partying. I just wondered, have you seen an impact?
I think so. I mean, it's... But all of that came online, you know, kind of at the same time as COVID and all this other stuff. It's really hard to pinpoint one thing or the other. The industry has definitely changed over the last couple of years, and people aren't spending as much of their discretionary money at pubs and stuff like that. Whether they're spending it on cannabis or they're spending it on, you know, DoorDash to just eat some fries at their house, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, but, it's hard to know, yep.
Yeah, but whatever we can do to support our local businesses at this point is crucial. Everybody's having a hard time these days, and everybody could use as much help as they can get.
Yeah, it looks like we got a little break on that crazy minimum wage and the thing that was going on. Yeah. Not enough break. I don't know. We're not going to get political, but it makes me cringe when I think about guys like you that are putting out a great product, and the government feels like they've got to mess with your business.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
Jeff, how often?
It's not even me and my product. It's my bartenders who are making a great wage, and all of a sudden they're being told they're low of the totem pole.
Right.
You know? Hey, Jeff, how often do you get to the other tap rooms?
A couple times a year. Not super often. But we're taking shipments and product to them every couple of weeks, usually.
Mini vacations?
Yeah. Yeah. Normally, it's just a turn and burn, drop some kegs off, and come back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're in Saugatuck, you got to call Barry Johnson.
Oh, he's there all the time anyways. He's our number one Mug Club member down there.
Yeah. Right. Love Does he still have Saugatuck Brewing?
No, he sold Saugatuck Brewing, but he's retired now, but he partakes quite a bit.
Well, you know, he was in the game for a while.
Yeah.
Where are your tap rooms?
One in Saugatuck right there. It's on Water Street, right across, kind of from Coral Gables.
Okay, yep.
And then the other one is in Northport, right.
Oh, really?
Downtown, yeah, right downtown.
Way up
Northport.
On the tip there.
Yeah. If you go during the holidays, the Northport Community Christmas tree is on our property.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep. I know where that is.
Yep. Yeah. So, and that's my favorite one of our tap rooms. If you're there in the summertime and the weather's nice and the garage doors are open, it's a great vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, and everybody that's up there in North Point is on holiday. I mean, there's locals, but they're, again, a small little village that...
Those people are on permanent holiday.
Right. They pack it in the summer because, you're right, it's such a beautiful area, and you're right out there in the middle of the lake almost, right?
So, yep.
Yeah. Yep. Really cool stuff.
Well, Jeff, hey, thanks so much for taking out a few minutes out of the brew schedule today.
Yeah. No problem. I'm actually brewing some session IPA right now. I probably should get back to that.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a great day, fellas.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Bye.
All right, that's Jeff from the Mitten Brewery. That's here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and local favorite. The guy's been brewing great beer for many years.
And they got great pizza. And you can go in there. They got two floors in the tap room, plus some outside seating.
Right.
Plus you can get that pizza to go.
Right, and it's sourdough. We could spend hours talking about the popularity of sourdough right now. But coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. You listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.